It scares us more than anything except death, being alone. Our fear of aloneness is so ingrained that given the choice of being by ourselves or being with others, we opt for safety in numbers, even at the expense of lingering in painful, boring, or totally unredeeming company. And yet more of us than ever are alone. While many Americans have their solo lifestyles thrust on them, people die, people go away, a huge and growing population is choosing to be alone. In 1955, 1 in 10 U.S. households consisted of one person. By 1999, the proportion was 1 in 3. Single men and women accounted for 38.9 million of the nation's 110.5 million households. By 1999, single parents with children under the age of 18 made up 27.3% of the nation's 70.9 million family households. Meanwhile, many more Americans are divorcing. In less than 3 decades, the number of divorced men and women has more than quadrupled, to a total of 18.3 million in 1996, compared to 4.3 million in 1970. Never before in American history has living alone been the predominant lifestyle. Nonetheless, we persist in the conviction that a solitary existence is the harshest penalty life can mete out. We loathe being alone, anytime, anywhere, for whatever reason. From childhood, we're conditioned to accept that when alone, we instinctively ache for company.